I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Pakistani Christians have faced increasing hostility since January. Why? Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Ray Thorne.
Persecution is on the rise globally. And the reason is because the gospel has been increasing globally. So whenever the gospel increases, so does persecution, the response in Islamic, Hindu, or communist countries. This is the reality.
Holding the tensions of sharing life-transforming news and being persecuted for it requires the strength of God. Thorne encourages listeners to remember Hebrews 13:3 and pray for their Pakistani family, asking God to encourage and strengthen them. While you're at it, please pray for Lebanon. This Middle Eastern nation is still overflowing with refugees. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says they're trying to meet needs.
So we provide basic food and hygiene supplies. We provide medical care, education. But it's important to realize, though, that they come also with emotional and spiritual needs. And when we are addressing poverty, we have to also be reminded that we are addressing poverty on all three levels: physical, emotional, and spiritual.
Heart for Lebanon doesn't tie Bible studies to aid, but workers do build relationships and genuinely share Christ's love with refugees. Melki says Syrians are supposed to be their enemies. This expectation shows the contrast of Christ's love. Please pray for healing, reconciliation, and Christ's transformative love in the lives of these refugees. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries offers the free resource called 33 Affirmations, a powerful tool to help folks dig deeper into scriptural truth and discover who they are in Christ. Learn more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Mission Network News, I'm Dodd Morris.